and the story that I thought went somewhere, and can you imagine? Come down now, or we're going to shoot. On my I Made a Deal with the Devil line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
It's Lewis from...
Well, you don't have to say where you're from, Lewis. You did make a deal with the devil, right?
I did make a deal with the devil when I was younger, when I was around 21. I'm kind of embarrassed, but...
That's all right.
I wanted a lot of sex with women.
How's it gone?
It went very well. I had sex.
Lots and lots
women.
Of it. Really?
Lots of it.
You made this deal at what age now?
I was 21 years old, Art.
21.
I'm embarrassed to say.
No. It's all right. I understand. Sex is a very strong, I guess compulsion would be the right word. And so you basically said, look, you give me all the women or whatever women I want, and I will give you my soul.
Across the Day's Divisor. Get your ticket to ride by calling 1-952. Call Art. That's 1-952-225-5278.
This song was particularly for the caller that I've got on right now. And here he is again. Something about girls and souls and stuff like that, right?
Yes, sir. So I was 21 and I ended up going to the seedy gothic club out in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, and I met this really hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
She claimed to be a vampire, so, I mean, who doesn't want to take a vampire home, right? And when she was at my place...
Now, remember, you got to keep your language clear here.
Yes, sir, of course. I took her home, and she pulled out a vial of blood, and she wanted me to drink some with her. So, that's what I thought. And I said, I'd rather drink your blood. And she obliged, and she cut her wrist a little bit, and she let me suck from her wrist. And then she wanted to suck from mine. And I'd never done that before. I was young and didn't really know what to do. But I ended up going through with it. And, you know, just as things kept going.
How old are you now?
I'm 38.
38.
I'm old.
38.
Yes, I'm old now. So
still getting women? Are you still getting women?
I mean, surprisingly, yes. They just keep throwing themselves at me. It never stops.
I get it.
I mean, it's
sounds good.
So I mean, for me, you know, the pact with the devil was the best thing I ever did in my life.
I wonder how many women. I mean, I'm after only a ballpark figure here, but how many women since you made the pact do you think you've had? Just a guess.
Probably. I know it's been over 100.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been over 100, and you know the only thing that ever went wrong was just a quick bout of chlamydia, but that got taken care of real quick.
Listen to me. A quick bout of chlamydia is going to be nothing compared to what you're headed for, you know? It's not so quick, trust me. Quick bout of chlamydia. Yeah, right. So this is going to be our night, huh? People who have made a deal with the devil. Area code 575-208-7787. Listen, let's go make that look like a walk in the park. Hello there on Skype, James, I believe it is.
I don't even know how to follow that up.
I don't know how to follow it either. Back away from your mic a little. You're too loud.
No problem.
There you go.
Well, Art, it's really good to have you back on.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I grew up listening to you late night at 36 now, and I've been listening to you ever since I heard you first on the radio back in my teens.
Uh-huh. You know what's going to happen to that guy who was just on? He's going to get down there, and they're all going to be down there waiting for him, and every single one of them is going to be diseased.
It's absolutely hysterical. It's a great line for tonight, I think.
It is. And listen, my devil line is ringing off the hook, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
One quick question. The audio, I have to say, you and Keith have done a fantastic job.